listening to the Sacred Commons Podcast, an Ancient Future Church of Youngstown, Ohio.
Good morning. Okay, so I'm going to start with Diana's letter. It's titled Through It All. Good morning, everyone. Wow, what a week. My heart has been heavy and at times filled with great sadness this week. As you know, Sandra Jones was moved to hospice, and that for me has been overwhelming. There were also health issues, JP in the ER with colitis a week ago, and now COVID. Plans were changed, canceled, or altered to accommodate. But there has also been joy, happiness, laughter, and delight. This week, Maddie had a birthday and turned 9. She and John Luke were also in a school musical, and children just bring joy. I love their laughter, kindness, unending love, their singing, playing, and imaginations. It's amazing that all these emotions and feelings can exist together. Today we read one of my favorite psalms and probably the most famous one, the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In the valleys or in green pastures, he is there. We can know that he loves us through it all. I know that he loves me through it all. And most of the time, I see that love come to me through the generous goodness of others, like Tabitha in Acts. The widows mourned her because she had made clothes for them. She saw them on the margins and made sure that they were taken care of. They were a community that saw each other's needs, and when they had seemingly lost her, they mourned together. They cried together, they prayed together. While we are not able to be with you all in person today, we know that you are holding us in your hearts. We know that this is a community that cares about each other deeply. We are names in the heart of kind people. We cry together. We also, in other seasons, sure know how to party too. The 23rd Psalm, as we know, ends with goodness and mercy overflowing. And the story of Tabitha ends with restoration of life. The Holy Spirit was and is still moving. We can trust God with our lives, even our sorrow and losses. Divine care is with us through it all. Thank you, Sacred Commons, for being love to us in these times. Thank you for continuing to gather, worship, pray, and believe God for goodness and mercy. Because God often comes to us through the people around us, loving us, clothing us like Tabitha, crying and praying like the widows, and caring for us like a shepherd. Kind of sounds like a good mom to me. In this moment, we can feel God's love through all of you. We love you all and look forward to being with you soon. Thank you for loving us through it all. Diana. Before I start JP's, I just want to preface by telling you all that I've read it at least a dozen times this morning to try and get through it without crying, but I can't, so buckle up. Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I stood at the end of her bed and shook as I wept. This is the woman who had once stayed by my side an entire day while I was in the ICU, unconscious, drugged so that I could simply rest in the midst of pain. The pain I feel now is worse. To see someone you love, someone who has loved you, to see a friend, a counselor, a guide, a mother, slip away from her family is like a vice on the heart, and my heart can't take too much more. She loved her 3 sons so much. The fact that she had love left for any of us is nothing less than a miracle of God. She would speak life into us at every turn, every moment. She had this wild, untamed grace to be attuned to souls, to see silent tears. She believed in God's path for us when most thought we were lost. She believed when I didn't. Jay, she would say, God told me you'll never lack for anything. Then she would quote Psalm 37. I was once young, indeed I am now old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. She was wrong, you know? I feel like she was wrong because I'm begging tonight for God to let her stay. That evening, arriving home from hospice, I stood in the shower and groaned with an ache I have not felt for a long time. And then I cried out selfishly to God through tears. I just wanted her to see it. I just wanted her to see it. Over and over again, I repeated it, like Mary at the tomb. They've taken my Lord, they've taken my Lord. No doubt both Mary and I are grieving. When we grieve, we tend to repeat the narrative of pain. I wanted her to see what she prophesied. For decades, she talked about the shift taking place in the church, the change the Spirit was bringing about in the church. I just wanted her to see you all. I wanted her to be able to walk straight into that elevator with no pain and see the goodness of God taking place in our midst, because this is her work, her life. She loved the sacred commons, she loved you all, and she paid attention. Believe me, she paid attention. That rarest and purest form of generosity, which is prayer. She prayed for you, sacred commons. I would often contemplate how a wonderful African-American mother who was married to a Pentecostal Church of God in Christ elder for years could find joy and gladness in what we're doing here. But now I get it. She transcended petty institutionalism. Prophets always do. They live at the margins and they speak to the center. That's their call. Now I see that she took joy in the newness of life coming into the church. Not once was she ever shaken or put off, because she was and is the greatest gift to the church, capital C, a midwife. Midwifery is exactly what keeps the church alive. Skilled, aged hands not afraid of receiving new life at the fringe. She was a midwife, and she was ours. And I hate death for taking her from her children, from us, from Diana, and from myself. She was sister, she was mom. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Death cannot take her from us, for she is with the Lord, and so are we. The sketch that you see on the screen has a story behind it. Around the fall of 2017, I had my first mystical experience. I cannot tell the full story today, but it was as if time stood still and heaven flooded my being. In that moment, time dilated. I shared eternity with my grandma, Mary Refugio Cuca Mendez Robles. Dope name, huh? Anyways, that's a whole other story and there's no time. Sorry, blame Stephanie. That experience set me on course to seek a deeper understanding of the communion of saints. This great cloud of witnesses that the book of Hebrews claims surrounds us, cheering us on in the faith. 3 years later, I would have another divine interaction through a dream, and when I awoke, I had to sketch what I saw. It was in the middle of the night, but I keep my notes by my bed. So I groped for a pen and drew in the darkness. It was a line of succession. Ancestors, mothers, and fathers of the faith, loving and caring for me, praying for me from eternity, each with their hand extended to the one in front of them until their touch reached down to me. I'm not going to try to pretend to understand exactly what I saw, but there has been some clarity since then. I think this is the cloud of witnesses that surrounds us all. These are they who we join our voices with every Sunday. These are the ones who have transcended time and space to be with and in God. And these are the ones who have prayed for and loved us into being. To quote what Father Mario, a tiny priest from Italy, once said to me, I believe in a big God and small saints, but those small saints are still in a big God, and so are we. If God is with us, so are they. If God is with us, so is she. Thank you, Sandra. I love you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Sacred Commons podcast. For service times, videos, and more information about the life of our community, visit thesacredcommons.com.